as I'd predicted in the past, we're going to see, I think you're going to see the Dow Jones Industrial Average is going to go to over 13,000 this year. But that's not particularly a good thing, because what's happening is that the very, very high stock market is being driven by only about 30 companies. And my prediction from years ago was that we would see a skyrocketing stock market right before we experience a major global economic collapse. And the reason that is because very large companies are buying up other companies and corporations out there. And so this gigantic stock market is being driven by these 30 companies because there's just nothing else left. Things are it's almost like squeezing something from the side, and it's starting to squirt out the top, if you will, and it goes vertically straight up as you have these companies driving the market. So again, you have this massive division that what is good for Wall Street is simply not good for Main Street, and you have big companies gobbling up smaller companies and smaller and then even bigger companies gobbling up the bigger companies, and so there becomes less competition, less work. You're seeing government and corporations becoming almost exactly the same thing. You're seeing large corporations actually writing the laws that legislatures are passing, and it's not going to be a particularly good thing. Now, there's a couple of stocks that we've mentioned on the show. One stock in particular, which was one of your stocks to watch, that if you remember, we mentioned it all the way back in July of 2005, and that stock was a company called Nutricia.
Yes.
And we looked at it at 61 cents when I first talked about it and predicted it, and now we're coming up on about 18 months later or so, and the stock's up to approximately $2.50. And great company, and it's a company that is working on feeding programs all across the world. It's a very enlightened, spiritual company, I would say, simply because of it's a great global citizen. It's on its way to actually scoring on the NASDAQ, and it's up between about 250. It's been hovering between about 250 and 265 or so, and I think you're going to see Nutricia very quickly is going to be up about $3. And within about the next 6 months, I think you'll see it at approximately, it's got to hit at least $4 in order for it to hit the NASDAQ. So I think, once again, that was one of our big stocks to watch. That was a stock that you and I both talked about, and it has literally almost quadrupled in value since we actually first spoke of it.
And by the way, I never bought any shares.
Oh, well, that's... the other things that just to let you know kind of what I'm up to, which is kind of a different gist than the stock markets. My stock predictions from, once again, from your show from July of 2005 and from the Delphi newsletter, I had in a one year period of time, the stocks had gone up that I had predicted had actually gone up 387%. What I started doing about 5 months or so ago, and we haven't really put up a website yet, or we haven't really talked about this, but I started using remote viewing on the foreign exchange markets. And I got mostly out of stocks altogether. Actually, I'd sold gold when it hit 725, which was my level on it. Gold, as you know, last May, one of my trigger points was 725. And on the 10th of May of last year, gosh, it's been a while since we've talked about this, 10th of May of last year, gold hit 729 and then hit a perfect parabola where it then went down to about 540 or so and then started gradually climbing back up. We're going to see gold hit that 725 benchmark in about the next 4 months or so. Again, I don't see it going much higher than 800 right now, because what gold has a tendency to do is it goes straight up and then it reaches
plateaus a little bit,
and then comes down and has a pullback and then comes back up again. But what we're seeing now with gold at about 650 or so is that loop is continuing, because it goes up and then goes down. The challenge with gold right now, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about in like 20 minutes. The challenge with gold right now is that the Europeans, the Europeans want to back the euro with gold, and their goal is within the next year, by November of next year, they want the euro to be backed with close to 30% silver. To that, I'm sorry, 30% gold. To that end, about 2% of the world's gold actually, just before Thanksgiving, it's closer to the 1st of November, left Jakarta and actually was put on a ship and taken to Europe. And it then hit the European markets, and this is one of the things that I was working with kind of behind the scenes in my projections with the foreign exchange markets. But when that gold started hitting the euro, you're now seeing the euro at almost a 2.5-year high, where it jumped to right around Thanksgiving or so, it jumped to almost $1.35. Because, again, this gold is now hitting Brussels. There's a lot of gold out there in the market right now. The Europeans are buying it like crazy to kind of hoard it. Gold is going to stay at about the 650, 660 level until the Europeans actually get their hands on enough of it to be able to back their currency. Meanwhile, the thing that I'm doing with foreign exchange, just briefly, is that each Sunday I look at 9 different charts, and I do a remote viewing on these charts of 9 different base currencies, things like the New Zealand dollar, the Australian dollar, the Canadian dollar, the British pound sterling, the yen, the euro, all across the world. And on these charts, I write what I project the energy out to be. I then send those charts to my traders who have a desk in Vermont. And so far, and we've just had an audit done by Pricewaterhouse, since I started this in June, up until November 15th, which was the audit period, we booked 117% profit in 5 months. And we had a bit of a downward spike coming up on Thanksgiving, because a lot of things are going on. But I'm telling you, there is a financial war going on behind the scenes. And at 4 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day, the Chinese, the Syrians, and the Iranians all basically declared war against the U.S. dollar. And you saw waves of attacks against the U.S. dollar that began then. And just to give you an idea, the British pound sterling, which moves 40 pips or so in foreign exchange lingo, a pip is a hundredth of a cent, and it moves, you know, 40 pips on a spectacular day. The British pound sterling in 4 days moved 2,800 pips in 4 days. It went from about $1.68 to almost to just above $2 or so, along with the euro jumping at the same time. And this is what then precipitated the United States sending Henry Paulson, who was the former director of Goldman Sachs and has been a subscriber to my newsletter for like the last 10 years. And, you know, I've been a friend with Hank for many, many years. But it sent Bernanke, the Fed chairman, it sent Paulson, it sent the Secretary of Commerce as well, over to beg the Chinese not to dump $1 trillion into the U.S. market. Because the Chinese were saying, we're not going to be stuck with all these dollars and simply lose our shirts on this whole deal. And the threat that was made by the United States was that if they dump these dollars, that the U.S. is about to achieve almost complete hegemony over most of the oil in the Middle East, and that that if the Chinese begin to dump dollars on the world market, that we will begin to strangle them by limiting the supply of oil, slowing their economy, literally, by limiting the supply of oil that's available to China.